Homer, this is past believing. I never thought they'd send us north in such a ship.
Nothing. It's past believing now, Arn.
No blankets. Two lavatories for 500 men. Only the floor of this stinking hole to sleep on. Packed in here like cattle. Half of us dangerously ill.
We've traveled like cattle before.
Not on such a long journey. Oh, this is another of their efforts to frighten us into joining their filthy lair or some bones.
You forget, Arn. They've given us many opportunities to join. Last was when they brought us aboard ship at Trondheim and showed us these ports.
Sail from Trondheim. From Trondheim, where Karen and I were to take the boat for our little trip to the north. Our delayed honeymoon.
Come, eat your bread, Arn. It's black, it's sour, and it stinks to high heaven, but it's all you'll get today.
My throat's too sore, Homer. Hurts to swallow.
Make an effort. Your skin and bones, you must have lost 30 pounds since they arrested us.
Who hasn't? Making another stop tonight. Perhaps the Red Cross will come aboard again and order that wonderful soup. I can swallow it.
They won't be allowed on the ship again. Nazis are furious at the Red Cross for bringing us so many comforts at Bodo. Obscene beasts. They haven't the decency to kill us all outright. It's so much more fun to watch us die three or four at a time. Slowly.
Much more fun. Besides, they still haven't given up hope that they can make us recant. It's strange. With all their cleverness, they're so very stupid.
Hard. What's the matter, old man?
Take these blankets off me. They're too heavy.
Blankets. Don't wake him up. Let him go on dreaming.
Take them off as he opened a window. It's like a furnace here.
His skin is burning. Arn, don't try to get up.
I've got to get some water in my throat.
Catch him.
Steady, friend, steady. We'll get water for you.
Lie down, Arn. You'll feel better in a minute. Here, let me put my coat under your head.
I'll get the water now.
The floor is rising and falling.
Arn, it's only the motion of the ship you feel.
Ship?
Yes, Arn. We're on a ship. Don't you remember? We came aboard a week ago at Trondheim.
Trondheim?
Yes.
Of course. We were to go there by train. Spend the day sightseeing, then take a steamer for the north. Karen had never been to the north. She... Where is she? Karen!
Lie back. Take
her on my shoulder. I gotta find my wife and my little boy. They came on the boat with me. We're going to visit my parents. Karen! Where are you going, Karen? Karen!
It's all right, Arnie. It's all right, Arnie. I'm coming. Here I am, Arn.
Karen. I've been hunting for you all over the steamer, Karen. Where have you been?
I took Diedrich up to the bridge and showed him to the captain.
What did the captain think of our son?
He said he's never seen such a magnificent sailor.
Well, if Diedrich wants to be a sea captain instead of a teacher, we won't stop him, will we, dearest?
No. He must have freedom of choice.
Freedom of choice. Freedom of thought. Freedom of conscience. Those things are every Norwegian child's heritage. We mustn't let them rob Diedrich of his heritage, Karen. We must not.
They shan't, my love. They can't. We're too strong for them.
Yes. And we shall grow stronger and stronger. Are you enjoying the trip, Karen? Does it make up for the honeymoon we missed?
Oh, 1,000 times. Every minute's been perfect.
Did I show you the cathedral while we're in Trondheim? It's the finest cathedral in Norway. I especially wanted you to see. I don't remember.
Oh, silly. We had Diedrich christened there.
Oh, how stupid of me. And the king was his godfather. Or was it Mr. Solberg? Anyway, we drank a toast.
He's quieter now. Stay with him while I go and get help. There must be somebody on this hell ship who can do something. At least there must be medicine.
Certainly there is, for the Nazis. They won't spare any for your friend. They won't spare any for all the others who are even worse off than he. They'll say they'll let a doctor come on board when we reach Tromsø. Until then, the sick can go to the devil.
I'll make them do something for Arne if I have to kick every fat belly and twist every fat...
Oh, you won't help your friend by getting yourself shot. If he can hold on till we dock at Tromsø.
Tromsø? Tromsø? Karen, we've arrived. We're in the harbor. Oh, how do you like your first glimpse of my hometown?
It's just as you pictured it, Arne. Shining and windswept. Whaling boats riding at anchor and rows of wild cherry trees on the quays. And oh, there's the bronze statue of Amundsen looking out over the water towards the North Pole.
Oh, I don't see father and mother anywhere on the dock. Do you think the Gestapo overrides them?
Why, Arne, you know very well there are no Gestapo in Norway now. There are no Nazis of any kind.
Oh. You mean we've driven them all out?
Every last one. And Quisling's been hanged. We were too strong for them. They could not break our souls. Oh, look. Isn't that your father waving to us?
What? Yes. And that's Mother beside him.
Oh, hold Diedrich up so they can see, Arne.
Father! Mother! This is your grandson. This is Diedrich. He's safe. He's free. We were too strong for them. They could not break our souls!
Karen, my dear, I offer this as no consolation. But the schools are opening today, and the Nazis have repealed their decree that teachers must join the Lehrersamband. Arne did not die in vain.
Thank you, Mr. Solberg. I'm sure of that. And now, will you take me in and introduce me to my class?
You really want to commence today?
Yes. I want to do what Arne was about to do when they arrested him. I want to do it in concert with the other teachers of Norway. That is what he would wish.
Come, then. Students, I have the honor to introduce a teacher lately returned to us. She is Mrs. Arne Martinson.
Thank you, Mr. Solberg. And you of the class, there's so much I want to say, but as time goes on and we get to know each other, I shall, I hope, say all of it. Let me, though, make this moment one of dedication to you and to the free souls of Norway that shall never die. This is my pledge. I will not call upon you to do anything which I regard as wrong, nor will I teach you anything which I regard as not conforming with the truth. I will, as I have done heretofore, let my conscience be my guide. And I am confident that I shall then be in step with the great majority of the people who have entrusted to me the duties of an educator.
Now, here is Matthew Gordon, Chief of the Foreign Service Division of the Office of War Information, with his weekly report on current enemy activities. We take you to Washington and Matthew Gordon.
The story you just heard is more than a dramatic play. It is a true symbol of the resistance which is growing throughout occupied Europe. It is a symbol of the unbreakable spirit which is forcing the Nazis to take more and more repressive measures. But the people under Nazi domination will be liberated. That is certain. This week, the heroic people of Denmark showed what they thought of their Nazi protectors. You know the outlines of the story. There was sabotage. There were industrial slowdowns. The Nazis got jittery, dropped the mask of protector, and invoked military dictatorship. They decreed death for all Danes who gather in meetings, who go on strike, appear on streets after dark, destroy German notices. Nazi troops patrolling the streets disperse crowds with gunfire. Nazi planes bomb refugees trying to escape to Sweden by sea. Danish leaders were made prisoners. The Danes fought. The spirit of their resistance can be summed up by the statement of an interned Danish clergyman in a recent letter to his bishop. He said, "I would rather see the relations of Denmark deteriorate with Germany than with Christ." In neighboring Norway, the Nazis have shown signs of nervousness, too. They have announced further measures against Norway's patriots. Virtual martial law was decreed by puppet Quisling. Quisling has set up a system of kangaroo courts to try Norwegians who refuse to cooperate with the new order. Each court consists of three hand-picked judges. The court's deliberations, nice word for it, are secret. And under the Quisling decree, the decisions of the court cannot be contested by any legal process. That is justice in Norway, Nazi justice. And that, too, shall pass away. There is continued unrest in occupied France, and fighting was resumed in the mountains of Savoy last week. The French people are prisoners, but they, too, will smash the Nazi yoke when the time comes, and the Quisling regime of Laval will pass away. There is unrest in the Balkans. Following the sudden, mysterious death of King Boris of Bulgaria, demonstrations are reported to have broken out in Sofia. The British radio said that the Bulgarian Minister of Interior asked the aid of the Nazi Gestapo chief in suppressing the people. With Italian troops being shifted in the Balkans, there is renewed guerrilla activity. A Swiss report said that a black market has sprung up in munitions, and the story is that Yugoslav patriots are buying guns from Italian troops, $5 a gun and $1 for a helmet. The Nazis are on the alert in Czechoslovakia and are tightening up, but the land of Lidice will be avenged. Resistance in the Balkans, resistance in the North, resistance in France, Belgium, Holland, resistance and executions. There were more of them in Belgium this week. Yesterday, a Nazi speaker on a German broadcast directed to Spain spoke of the conduct of the residents of occupied countries. He put it this way. Sometimes, when a soldier wearing the German uniform passes by, these good people turn their heads the other way, spit, and mumble under their breaths the words they would never say in a loud voice. The voices of the oppressed will grow louder. I return you now to New York.
This program was written by Elizabeth Hart. Nathan Van Cleve composed the music and conducted the orchestra. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Telford. The following actors participated in this program: Frank Gellip, Ruth York, Don McLaughlin, Gene Leonard, Lawson Zerbe, Stephen Schnabel, Theodore Goetz, Michael Fitzmaurice. This has been the 67th in a series which is presented each week at this time over most of these stations by the United States government in cooperation with WOR and the Mutual Network. This is Mutual.